Blog Talk Radio.
29 99 69. Merci de nous rappeler.
Broadcasting live from the Bay to Bombay, back to the BK and down to LA. It's Mega Show with your host,
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
We're on the network.
Hey everybody, it's Vince in the Bay. Welcome to Mega Show. It's the Sunday edition of programming from yours truly, Vince in the Bay. It's Sunday, May 1st, 2011. May Day. And also, I know what's on everybody's mind tonight. That's right. A new episode of Desperate Housewives hitting the airwaves. Now I'm joshing, of course. I'm referring to the fact that we got him. That's right, we got him. Osama is dead. And I have a pretty good idea of how we took him down. I know you are all everybody's been watching the news reports, and you all have your own ideas about how we brought him down. And I'm telling you now that all the reports you're seeing on the news are incorrect. Okay. I know I have the skinny, I have the inside scoop on how Osama was taken down. I know because I played a role in it. And before I tell you the details, I just want to say you're welcome. And also, thanks to everybody who's been tweeting the broadcast on Twitter. And at times like this, I turn to Twitter for entertainment purposes. And it's big news events like this that really make Twitter worth it all. These are the times when all the snarkiness comes out. The comedians are able to just eat up this material. Greg Gutfeld. I'm a big fan of Greg Gutfeld. If you don't know who Greg Gutfeld is, he's the host of Red Eye. It's a late night chit chat show on cable news, and I follow him on Twitter. And apparently, he's down in Times Square right now because everybody's celebrating that Osama's dead. Like, there's a big celebration outside the White House. It's actually kind of disturbing, to be honest, to see these pictures of these kids celebrating the death of Osama bin Laden in America. Like, these are the kind of pictures you usually see from third world countries when somebody is toppled. Like, we're used to seeing, like, you know, the pictures from Egypt where they brought down their dictator and celebrated in the streets. And now in America, we're celebrating the fall of Osama bin Laden. I mean, this is further evidence that America is slowly regressing into a third world nation. I mean, those images I saw on the TV, it looked like I was looking at a third world nation celebrating the fall of a dictator. I was really, really disgusted and embarrassed. Well, anyway, apparently Greg Gutfeld is down there in Times Square at one of these such gatherings. And his tweet says, "No one's throwing chairs into Sephora because our celebrations are horribly good-natured." No vandalism at these Osama bin Laden celebrations. That's a good thing. Hey, that's fine. You know, it's freedom of speech. I'm not going to say they don't have a right to do it, obviously. I think everybody has a right to put their poor taste on display for all to see. It's totally, hey, if it's your prerogative, bro. That's you. Personally, I don't think this is cause for celebration. But I'm a party pooper. I'm a Debbie Downer, if you will. But it is what it is. I'm Vince of the Bay. I appreciate all the... I'm looking at Twitter right now, and a lot of folks are tweeting the broadcast. I really am overjoyed with the support and the outreach that you are all doing tonight. And I'm going to bring on some callers now. The phone lines are open. It's open lines. It's Mega Show. The number, 347-826-7667. I got Dr. Cowpote on the line with me. Hey, Cowpote, what's going on?
Not much. You're in Vegas.
Right on, bro. You got a show?
No, I'm in Vegas right now in the downtown. Someone's trying to be pretending they're Lady Gaga and singing along here. What's his name, got killed, huh?
Yeah, we got him. Osama bin Laden, dead.
I saw that in the casino. Everybody was gathered around the TV, and so, interesting.
Yeah, we got him. I'm going to tell you how we got him, too.
Go for it.
Well, I'm trying to tease the audience with that. I guess I might as well just tell you. It turns out, after doing the CIA did some extensive research into Osama bin Laden and his private life. And as you know, the United States Defense Department does a lot of outsourcing. And they've contracted out with a lot of organizations, you know, of course, of Blackwater. Blackwater gives the contracting business sort of a bad name. But Blackwater couldn't get Osama. They aren't the ones that got Osama. Our black ops operations, our special forces, they're not the ones that got Osama. Nope. It took something deeper, something more underground, if you will. It's sort of, there was an element of Osama bin Laden that none of us really knew until the Department of Defense decided to contract out to another organization. And let's just say this organization, they go by an acronym. It's not the CIA, it's not the FBI, it's not the KGB. Let's just call them the Bob Wilkinson Club, okay? The Bob Wilkinson Club. These kids, they're internet butt stalkers, but they're good at what they do, okay? You might have heard some of them call into this show from time to time. And the Bob Wilkinson Club, these kids were contracted by the Department of Defense. And they uncovered something. They doxed Osama bin Laden. And they uncovered some very interesting information about Osama. Turns out he likes little boys. Yes, that's right. Osama bin Laden was a pedo. So the Bob Wilkinson Club, when they obtained this information after doxing Osama, they handed over the documentation to their number one pedo slayer, if you will. We'll call him, Don Burns. Let's call him Don Burns, okay? So Don Burns was contracted by the DOD, and he, through an internet sting operation, he posed as a underage child on the internet and sort of MSNBC. What's that show on MSNBC to kill a predator or catch a predator or whatever? He did a sting that style, like kind of like how they do on that show there, and found out Osama's location, alerted special forces, and he was apprehended. So, shouts out to Don Burns, you know who you are, for locating. He was able to easily triangulate the position of Osama bin Laden today on internet chat room. And they were able to get Osama's IP from that. And they turned it over to special forces, and they fucking destroyed him. They nuked him. Oh, they didn't nuke him. They just like stormed the premises and fucked him up, and it's over. We got him. It's done. So shouts to the Bob Wilkinson Club for staying. Again, the names have all been changed to protect the innocent and the valiant warriors who donated their service to taking down this evil, sinister terrorist. And I'm going to take a break and then take calls here. I want to celebrate once again the Bob Wilkinson Club.
What a silly Negro.
And if I could find the goddamn fucking thing I'm looking for. Dude, I hope this is what I'm looking for here. Forget it. Okay, I'm going to take a break. I'm going to play this and be right back with your calls. 347-826-7667. No, that's not what I wanted. Son of a biscuit. Just uploaded this right before the show started, and I forgot what I named it already. I can't believe this. So embarrassing. Damn. All right, fuck it. You know what? Don't matter. I'll be right back.
Broadcasting live from the Bay to Bombay, back to the BK and down to LA. It's Mega Show with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to Mega Show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really act for my gang, better lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
Yeah, you already know what it is. Vince back with you now, taking your calls. We got people with their hand up on the line, so I'm going to go and take these calls. I think this might be Ken Moore. Hey, Ken.
Is that me?
That's you. Hey, bro, what's up?
I want a roll call.
Okay. Hey, roll call. Oh, with the, yeah, you want the whole thing. Hang on, let me get the chit-chat music roll call thing queued up here. Oh, shit. All right. Roll call time. Shouts to all the chit-chatters for their valiant service in the chit-chat room. Wow. Great names in here tonight. Early Chit Chatters, Fat Red Dragon, Goofy Bone, Hot Janelle, Hugh G. Rection. I apologize to the Jew.
It's about time you did.
Nice try. I didn't say it all the way, so it doesn't count even as a sound. Even if you took the sound bite out of context, it doesn't count. I don't apologize, technically. That's just the name of some idiot, I wonder who, in the chat room. Also, shouts to Insomniac Radio, Jennifer Morass, Ken Moore, and Kishu. Kishu, you're on the line. Your hand's not up. If you want to come on, just... just let me know in the chat room or press 1.
You did apologize to him, though.
What?
You said, I apologize to the Jew.
No, you just said it right now.
No, you said it during roll call. So.
Well, that's the person's
maybe,
name.
Maybe your show will go back to normal and he'll call back in.
I'm actually, Ken, I love you, Ken. And I know you're here trying to pimp out the Jew and all, but I'm pretty happy with my show being Jew free. Thank you very much.
I'm trying to get you two to kiss and make up because you guys were friends.
Hey, I still love the Jew. No hard feelings with the Jew. I don't know why he's so butthurt. I hung up on him because he was pissing me off. I'm sorry. Get over it. Build a bridge.
Google is your friend. Is that really his Osama's picture? I posted a link. I'll post it again. I don't think it's him.
Okay, whatever. I have another caller here I want to take. Somebody waiting patiently from area code 937. You're on the air with Vince and Ken. What's up?
Yo, Vince. I ain't watched your show. I'm not watched, but listen to your show in a minute. I've been working fucking 4:30 every day till 3 at night. So sorry about that, yeah. But...
What's up, bro?
This shit should have been done years ago. Fucking getting his ass. Come on now. If it's real, it's all a fucking stunt.
Do you think they really killed him in this whatever just went down? Do you think he just really died right now? Do you think that's what went down?
I don't know. I'm just saying, but if it is true. And it turns out to be like, it's actually him, whatever. Dude, it's all, they've known where he's been. That's all it boils down to right there. This is just like a stunt for Obama to, like, fucking get back in office in the 2020
was that Osama chose the wrong day to sign up for Foursquare.
Okay.
Sign up for Foursquare.
I think you're right. I think this is all politically motivated. I think this is all calculated and planned. I don't think there's any coincidence that Obama allegedly released his long form birth certificate the week that Jerome Corsi was supposed to come out with a book called Where's Your Birth Certificate? I mean, this is the guy, Jerome Corsi. Do you know who Jerome Corsi is?
No, I don't.
Okay. You remember in the election, what was it, 2004 election, when John Kerry was running and he got swift voted?
Yeah.
You've heard the term swift voted, though, right?
Yeah, I've heard it.
That was during that election cycle when John Kerry was running. This guy, Jerome Corsi, came out with this book about John Kerry and his swift boat antics. And it's kind of slandered him a little bit, and I don't think it really cost him the election. It was a close election. It could have been a tipping point, but it definitely didn't paint him in a good light. And the same guy, the same author, he's got it out for Barack Obama now, of course, and so he's got a new book that has been, you know, it was supposed to come out this week or next week, called Where's Your Birth Certificate. And then the same week that happens, Donald Trump, out of nowhere, starts becoming a birther, and suddenly all this birther stuff nonsense gets flared up again, and he actually releases a birth certificate. I think it's all coordinated, dude. I really do. I think it's all coordinated and orchestrated.
But really, though, how could you even, like, I know there's actual people out there who actually believe what they're spouting or whatever, but do they know that a fucking certificate of live birth and a birth certificate are the same fucking thing, and that the certificate of live birth is the only one that Hawaii releases it?
I don't know that. That's news to me. Honestly, I don't care. I don't care. I really don't give a shit. Because let's just say he really was born here, okay? Let's just say he's legit, totally born here, all right?
Right.
You know what? It don't matter. He's still a puppet. He's still just a figurehead. He's not the problem. The problem are the people that are behind him that are manipulating things behind the scenes. Because if you take him out of the equation, what do you have? President Biden? Is that going to be any better? I don't think so.
Dude, well, it'll be worse probably. Biden's a flake.
No, it won't be any different. Just like there's no difference between the George Bush administration and the Barack Obama administration. It's not change.
All the same.
Continuity.
They're all corporate fuckers.
It's a continuity. It's just the same. It's the same bullshit. And this is all a charade. It's all theater. It's all there to look. We're gonna interrupt our Osama bin Laden coverage to give you the desperate housewives. You know, they string you along for a little while, and then they say, "All right, let's cut back to the video games and reality TV, kids." What do you say?
Yeah, it's
fucked up, bro. Hey, you want to hang out for a little while, or what's up? I have more callers.
No, man, I got like only 58 minutes left on the show, and I gotta go buy more.
Man. Hey, dude. Hey, you know what? I didn't realize that was you holding. If I knew that was you, I would have brought you on sooner. I'm sorry, bro. I appreciate you hanging in, dude. Just hit me up next time you call in. Send me a personal message or private message on in the chat room or whatever if you can. I'll try to bring you on as soon as possible so you're not wasting any extra minutes. You know what I'm saying?
All right, bro. Thanks.
No worries, bro. Thanks for calling. Appreciate the call. Let's go to, let's see. We have, looks like Fat Red Dragon here now. My switchboard is being a bitch. All right. Fat Red Dragon, what's up, dude?
Vince in the Bay.
How you doing, man?
Good, dude. How are you?
Doing great. We got him, bro. We got him.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I don't know, man. How long has it been now?
Well, I just like that everybody else is finding out what a lot of us knew since 2003, that Osama bin Laden's dead.
Well, I'll drink to it, you know what I mean? I mean, I'll drink along, right alongside everybody else, if they want to just party and be like, all right, cool, we won, yeah, hey, we have not been lied to, I swear.
That's right. So you're, I caught part of your show today, and you were cornering the Jew about something. It was, what was your question to him that he kept dodging? What was the question?
It was a yes or no question. Should Osama bin Laden be dead or not?
Oh,
should
easy
he be dead?
Answer. It's such an easy yes. Of course. Like that.
It's a yes or no answer, isn't it?
Yeah, it's yes. It's yes. Easy.
It's yes.
Thank you. Very nice.
Very nice. He wouldn't answer it, though, would he?
No, because he's a piece of garbage. All right. I'm going to take a break here. We're celebrating United States' return to world domination. We got the number one terrorist in the universe. He's no longer a problem, so we're going to celebrate that right now. And I'll be back in just a minute with the it looks like I got the Mexican on the line, so maybe we'll come right back and do a Sharks playoff update. So let's first, though, celebrate the fact that we finally got Osama, baby.
America!
The Bay to Bombay, back to the BK and down to LA. It's Mega Show with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to Mega Show.
Oh, wow. Hey. Vince of the Bay, I'm back. Oh, my God. I had to take a nice swig of water. I'm back. I got the Mexican with me here now. Hey, Goofy, you ready to do this? Goofy?
Yeah, let's fucking do this, Vince, right now. Right fucking now, let's do this shit. Hello, am I on the line?
Close press. Pavelski trailing. Joe Pavelski. Score! In white on the right point. Back skates away from Helm. He comes off to his right to Heedley. Moves into the circle. Goes to the backhand. Turns on Helm. Throws it back. Here's White. Shoots. Score! From the right point from Ian White as he took the pass from inside the circle from a spinning Danny Heatley. He waited for a little traffic, wound up, and blasted it. Sharks 1, Red Wings nothing. That is a power play goal.
What a game. What a game.
That is Speckless and Sports right there.
And go Sharks, bitches.
To the right side of Jimmy Howard. Sharks win it. Couture gets it back. Heatley to Demers off his stick. Now he loses the puck to Helm. It's going to be a shorthanded breakaway for Helm. He moves in, he shoots. Great save by Miami on a shorthanded breakaway.
Y'all ready for this?
Well, all I can say is the bra that's coming over tonight, I'm banging her fucking extra hard.
Oh, yeah.
Shark.
Shark.
Back into their own zone. Couture's line is on the ice. Couture, Klo, and Heatley, and they have played very well today. There's a long feed across the ice. Podivalin jumps up into the play. Shoots on. He scores! How do you like that? Nicholas Vallin driving the puck toward the goal. It goes off of Howard. Goes over the top of the shoulder and falls into the net. That is Nicholas Vallin. First goal of the postseason, and it is a great one. It's his fourth of his NHL career. And it's the first one that's not in overtime.
Amazing.
It's time for Hockey with the Mexican.
Y'all ready for this?
All right, reporting now live with the wrap up from game number 2, San Jose versus Detroit. It's the Mexican Goofy Bound. What a do, Goofy?
Yeah, it's Mexican hockey time, people. It's hockey time with the Mexican. Yeah, that sounds hella cool. Thanks, Vince. Today we're sponsored in part by Austin Nichols, Wild Turkey, and Dr. Pepper. Because if you put these two together, you're pretty fucked up like me, people. And that's guaranteed. I've been drinking since, 10 a.m. this morning. The San Jose Sharks, Game 2, live in San Jose. Y'all don't know where that's at. It's not by San Francisco. It's not by Oakland. It's just fucking San Jose. That's where it's at. Without the Bay. Fuck the shit. Excuse me. We had a crowded house, full Shark Tank people, and we let it off. We scored. It was an Ian White goal. I don't have the statistics right now, but it was around I'd say 5 minutes into the game. He scored right there off the power play, a wonderful high shot right over the goalie Dennis Howard. It was beautiful, people. It was beautiful. So those of you that don't like hockey, fuck you, man. Learn it. It's fucking wonderful. But then after that, it was a wild game, people. Just hitting, fighting, people beating each other up and all that other shit. It looked like a husband and wife about to get divorced game. You know what I mean? Anyways, in the third period, Nicholas Wallin. He, fuck, wow, I can't believe the Lightning beat Washington. Nicholas Wallin lit it up again, people. I'm sorry, I'm a little bit drunk. But, yeah, fuck yeah, shit. He hit that goal at fucking, I don't know the damn time, you stupid fucking internet that I have, suck. But he hit the goal in the third period, then the Detroit scored one in the third period. But at the end of the game, it was fucking 2-1. Sharks won. Am I still on, Vince? Because I think I'm talking to my fucking self.
No, you're on. I'm listening, bro.
Sharks are up 2-0. And, you know, congratulations to the San Jose Sharks, man. They did excellent. But now the next test, because we have problems in Joe Louis Arena, we're going to Detroit, baby. You know, the Motor City. You know what I'm saying? Right down the street from Calpo, you know. Minneapolis, Minnesota, the east side, the poor side, the best side, you know, by Calpo. But, no, we're going to Detroit, people. And it's hard to win in Detroit. But the San Jose Sharks are doing what they're supposed to do, checking fools, winning on the face-offs, scoring goals by the defense. If they keep doing that shit, we'll wipe out Detroit, and we'll sit and wait for the next round to happen because the people on the other side, Nashville and the Predators, you know, it's going to take probably 7 games for that club because, you know, shit just happens. But shit.
You're correct, sir. Yes. Very good. Thanks, Goofy. Appreciate the report, man. Thanks. You're a trooper, man, dude. I definitely have to give you some respect for your, you know, your endurance, if anything else. You've been drinking all day, and you've been dedicated to doing these Sharks updates, and that's what's up, man. You are a true showman. I mean, even you're fucking, you're probably going to puke your guts out after you hang up the phone with us and be sick all night long.
But
it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, dude. You do it. You are a showman. You're an entertainer first and foremost, and that's what I love about you, man.
Thanks, man. You're a nice guy, man. I can't believe it. But now I've been eating rice at Betty's. It's Chinese food downtown San Jose in between 1st and 2nd Street. They're pretty good, but it's a little greasy, and, you know, it's like mixing up right now. But I knew Vince had a little update thing, so I had to be on here. So if I pass out and shit, just hang up on me, Vince. Because I'm a little dozy. I fucking smoked all day. I've been drunk all day. I was at Britannia Arms. They kicked me out because I was screaming too loud. I've had one of those days. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, wow.
It's all good, bro. You know what? In these situations, I like to just sit back, relax, and enjoy one of my favorite tunes by you. This is my favorite one, and I think it's appropriate for all that mumbo jumbo you're just speaking of there, and it's drama.
Chow time, gentlemen. Chow time. Fuck you, pig. All bells on wheels for you then, motherfucker.
Fuck you, pig.
Come on, everybody. Chow time. Chow time.
Right back to me. Right back. Right back.
Drama.
Coming right back to me. Right back to me.
Comes in all shapes and sizes.
Coming right back to me, right back to me.
Even got itty bitty surprise.
Coming right back to me, right back to me.
That's why I always got my Glock.
Coming right back to me, right back to me.
Drama, it comes in all shapes and sizes. It even got itty bitty surprises. The Glocks are loaded, so let's go. It's time to create a murder show. Jump suckers in the streets trying to disrespect. Call me Goofy Soprano trying to put fools in check. What happened? Everyone was down for their crime. You wanna take that easy life and drop that dime. In the streets of San Jose, that don't work. If you don't got your paperwork, you're lying in dirt. I've seen it before, even my life's expendable. To the next man, you'll see the pressure light on cable. But are you able to sacrifice your life for the table? Underline that fact, if you're a coward, you're gonna get whacked. Pull up to his house while he's watering his lawn, then you attack.
Now that's drama.
Coming right back to me, right back to me.
The world is drama.
Coming right back to me, right back to me.
The world is drama.
Coming right back to me, right back to me.
It's all drama.
Coming right back to me, right back to me.
Broadcasting live from the Bay to Bombay, back to the BK and down to LA. It's Mega Show with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to Mega Show. Hey, Vince Backway here with you, 347-826-7667, and Fish Tank Shitter, a.k.a. Fat Red Dragon, is on the line.
What's up, brother?
Hey, man.
I was just eating a sandwich. I didn't know if you were going to notice or not, but I figured I'd just get it out there in the open.
Are you going to be nom-nomming? Should I mute you?
No, I'll mute myself if I take a bite. You know me.
Okay, very well then. So now I'm waiting for all of the Osama / Obama Freudian slips to happen in the news. I predict by week's end there will be somebody out there on YouTube with a compilation of Osama Obama slip of the tongues.
It's so close, man. I see exactly the same thing you're talking about. I can't wait.
How many broadcasters on little rinky dinky stations all over the nation messed up the copy that said something to the effect of Obama speech on Osama's death? Like how many honky tonk stations in buttfuck Egypt messed that up tonight? How many do you think?
I'm gonna say probably 30,000-40,000.
Thousand?
Yeah, 30,000-40,000. Easy.
Holy shit, there's not even like 30,000 or 40,000 stations, I think. Yikes. Ken, what do you think?
Well, it's already happened. Geraldo reported earlier tonight that Obama was dead. And it was on Fox News.
Geraldo, yeah, how many graphics were messed up today too? How many people lost their jobs? How many people that do the title, I don't even know what the name of that person is, the title generator person, that keyboard person. How many of those people lost their jobs tonight? Osama's speech on Obama's death greeted with cheers by kids in the streets outside the White House. A little egg on your face if you said that, huh?
Sounds like a tongue twister. How are they going to award him, though? I mean, he is now the hide-and-seek champion. Ten years in hiding? Well, actually more than that. 1998 in hiding.
Okay.
Because he wasn't wanted for the attacks that happened on the 9/11. Which we all know because of a good friend of ours. Correct?
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, he was never wanted by the FBI.
What are you getting at? Why do you keep dancing around the issue here? Why don't you just come out and say what you're trying to say?
He wasn't wanted by the FBI for the attacks on 9/11.
And what's your point?
I know that because of a good friend of ours.
Well, why would the FBI chase somebody who is not even involved with anything to do with ever setting foot in our country? Isn't the FBI kind of like...
No, dude, this guy, Osama bin Laden, has been wanted for a long time. For
1998.
The first World Trade Center bombing and also the attack on the USS Cole. Yeah, he's wanted for a lot of shit, dude. Oh, it's a good day if he's gone from this planet, for sure.
Oh, I concur.
Great. So why are we, like, seriously,
what are you trying to prove? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't know what you're trying to prove. I get it. Your point is that if you go to the official FBI website, and if you look, well, up until now that he, I guess he's officially dead, so I guess they can take it down, but up until now,
if you went to the official FBI website, it would say what these most wanted people were most wanted for. And under Osama bin Laden, it doesn't say anything about the 9/11 attacks at all. So that's a little known fact that a lot of people don't know, but a few people do know and like to show off that they know it. So therefore, I'm one of them now because I just did that. So anyways.
You just totally doxed him, dude.
Yeah. Hey, whatever. It is what it is. We're joined now by the lovely Kishu. Hey, Kishu, how you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. I'm hanging out with Ken Moore, FRD, and it looks like the Mexican's back. Mexican, is that you again? Goofy Bone, wake up, bro. Goofy, what's up? You there?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Vince. I'm a stupid Mexican, you dumb shit. Anyways, yeah, I chucked him, man. Austin Nichols, Wild Turkey, get you wild, man. I fucking, with rice, oh, man, it looked nasty. But fuck, I'm still drinking. I don't care.
Hey, Goofy Bone, I thought today was like, isn't today May 1st?
Yeah, I know. You know what the thing is? Remember what I told you yesterday? I lost my wallet and then they returned it. Well, whoever took my wallet took my fucking, my card. And I tried out. I didn't even notice it. I was so happy I got the wallet. So today I go to sign up for Blog Talk Radio and my credit card's gone. It's like, oh, you son of a bitch. So then I check my bank. Whoever took it, they went to like a Fresno area and tried to use it. But they denied them on, you know, using it or something. So I didn't even get a call or anything from the fucking bank. Fuck Chase Bank. You know what I'm saying? Right. I got a credit card.
All right. Yeah, boo-hoo. When's the next show, man?
Oh, no. We're going to do it on whenever I get this credit card. So I was saying on the 8th. But don't worry. Goofy Bone's going to be around. I know Vince in the Bay's tired of hearing me and shit like that. He's all, hurry up and get your fucking show. Yeah. Anonymous message.
No, man, I'm down for your new show. Oh, I'm down for your new show, man. I'm excited.
I can never beat your show in all your ratings, man. Shit. You know what the funny thing is?
All my ratings. As I look, I have 9 listeners right now, dude. And if you start your own show, that means I'm down to 8. So I don't think you have far to go, bro.
I'm gonna start early so I can catch your show. No. But you know the funny thing is I haven't been on for since, you know, the Blog Talk Radio Quant Your Money scheme happened. I've added 10,000 new downloads or profiles or whatever the fuck. Just by me sitting on my ass. That's insane. I cannot believe that. You guys not talking about it, or am I just talking on my
own? No, we're just trying to be nice by letting you talk.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's
sorry,
it?
I know.
That's
nothing. How many? Yeah, I know. 10,000.
Oh, Jesus, dude. Wow. No, okay. Well, good luck to you then, man.
Thank you. I'm sorry. Anyways, what was I going to say? Oh, shout out to Auntie Niemi for saving us, man. He did some saves that you could not even fucking imagine, people. I mean, talk about textbook dramatic. You can fucking dive, do this, you know, Matrix fucking missing the bullet, stuff like that shit. Oh, my God. And he's all in hockey pads. And so that's crazy. But, Vince, remember the chick that dissed me yesterday night?
Yeah.
Well, apparently. No, she didn't die. Apparently, she took her sister's pill by accident. And her sister's on some, like, Xanax or something where it knocks you out or some shit like that. And
Synthroid.
She knocked out the whole day. And then she called me about 4 o'clock in the morning when she woke up. And she apologized and everything. You know, that I almost tried to go to the Sharks game today, but the fucking scalpers wanted billions and trillions of dollars, and I wasn't going to make this poor kid spend all that money.
They're capitalizing, baby. They're capitalizing. What, you got a problem with that, baby? You can't hang with the big fish? You can't hang with the big fish. Get out of the pool, baby.
Yeah, but I didn't have my fucking, my credit card, so I mean, I couldn't even pull no cash out or nothing, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, oh, shit, out of luck. But fuck it. You know, I was going to make some broad pay, you know, $200 each ticket. So that's $400 she's going to pay, you know what I'm saying? just to kiss my ass for making up for her stupidity for taking the wrong pill. I'm not going to do that. But I just made her pay for dinner. We were at the County Arms, but, you know, old people, you know, bring their grandchildren. And sometimes, you know, you got a drunk fan that's in there yelling at the TV, cussing and stuff like that, you know. Why do you bring a child to a bar setting, you know what I mean, with, you know, a sports bar, you know? Come on, for real.
So how did you put this into your May Day celebration and celebrating the rest of the
year? You're hella patriot, Greg, and I don't know what the fuck you just said right
now. Am I really?
Can
you hear me right now?
Yeah, right now you sound good, but
all right,
you're
all right,
a hella
right.
patriot.
Check,
I thought
check
you,
this
you're
out.
On the same line as Ken Moore.
No, God forbid. No, so how are you able to work this, watching Sharks game and celebrate, how are you able to get to your migrant worker celebration for May today, Goofy?
Oh, for Cinco de Mayo and shit like that?
No. Cinco de Mayo is later. I'm talking about May Day, you know, that's when all the communistas, the migrant workers across the globe celebrate International Workers' Day. It's May Day.
Oh, yeah. Fuck. I'm sorry. I'm a Catholic.
It's our Chavez and all those people
celebrate. Come on, Vince. I'm a fucking Nathaniel, Vince. I ain't no fucking sitting here socialist fucking government person. The closest thing of being in government, I was a conservative until the good old Sarah Bimbo fucking Palin walked in and said, hey, I got a pregnant daughter, but it's okay. You know how kids are. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that bitch. You know what I'm saying? I waited till I was 18 before I broke the rules, you know, that fucking normal kids would fucking do. You know what I'm saying? Well, I mean, I had sex before, you know, that. But, I mean, you know, I didn't smoke weed. I didn't drink beer or anything. I waited till I was an adult to do all that shit. And then you got this fucking broad over here, you know. Go ahead, squirt every nut you got in me, you fucking Levi, you stupid fucking idiotic person. Fucking guys, it's like having a Ferrari with no car, with no engine, you know. That's what Levi fucking Johnson is. Fucking nutted in this bimbo. But, you know, her mom's a politician. She's going to be vice president, and then this fucking shit happens. But everybody says, it's okay. She's white. It's okay. Don't worry about it. Things like this happen. You know what I mean? Fuck that shit. That's not being conservative. That's being selfish-ism. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if that's such a word, but I just made it up. But that is being selfish. Thinking of yourself before you're thinking about the cause. She's like a dropout right there. Anywho.
Oh, my God. Are you done? Jesus Christ. Goddamn Mexican. All right. If you guys want to join me, the number 347-826-7667 is the number. I'm Vince in the Bay. And, oh, man, so much shit going on. Fuck, we got Osama bin Laden. And, yeah, all is good in the land. I'm really excited. And I'm going to take a little breakety break here. If you want to join me, the number 347-826-7667. Again, the number. If you want to, oh yeah, follow me on Twitter too, twitter.com/VinceMcBay. I appreciate the tweeting love. I've got a lot of tweets during the show tonight, and I do respond to them. Ken Moore, I will not be reciting roll call for a little while. I did it a second ago. And I'm going to wait for until we get deep into the second hour, which we're starting right now. And I appreciate. I'll do a quick roll call right now. Thank you for tuning in and listening. Come back, Fat Red Dragon, Goofy Bone, Insomniac Radio, Jennifer Morass, and Kishu. I love you all. And. Oh, God. Keisha, do you really want me to play that goddamn song again?
Of course.
Oh, fine. No. I love it. I like it. I like it, too. It's just
yeah,
every show, though. Really? Every show?
I know. Yeah, every show.
It's every show.
Part of the show. I'm part of your show now, so, you know.
I know you're part of my show, but I didn't realize that song came with you.
Don't fucking play it.
It came with me.
All right, fine.
That song
sucks.
Go.
No, you suck, dude. You suck my left nipple, you piece of garbage.
Fuck you.
He sucks the shit out of my ass. After I drank a whole bottle of eye drops.
Right on. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
The call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to Mega Show.
All right. Vince back with Kishu and Fat Red Dragon. We're taking names and now we're taking numbers. Just take call. We're taking calls. Call in 347-826-7667. Plenty of time to chit-chat. It's hour number two. What it do? So what happened? You know, I didn't hang out for the whole 420 Grindhouse tonight. What did you guys end up doing on the rest of the show after I dropped off?
Well, after you dropped off, the Jew came on.
Yeah, I heard part of that. I heard part of that. Unfortunately, I heard part of that.
Yeah. Well, we had a pretty good time, actually. I mean, we didn't have a terrible time tonight. It was one of those Sunday surprise type things, and after you left, it all hell broke loose. There were arguments about social and political and stopping the Jew from taking over the show topics. There were all kinds of great things that went on. You should probably check it out in archives if you didn't hear it live.
Oh no, I'll skip that. Thanks. That's the Reader's Digest version you just gave me. It's all I need to know.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I know how that is. I went through a period where the Jew would take over my show from time to time, and thankfully those days are behind me. He no longer frequents this show, which is been a blessing, actually. I'm really, really happy with the direction the program's going in. I get to have interesting and fun guests that join me on the nightly, such as yourself.
I like the clarity of your show recently. It's nice.
Yeah, there's no funny business. There's no conspiracy theory crap being thrown around on here. We're just having good, wholesome family entertainment. I occasionally have phone sex on air with with Kishu or somebody, and you know that happens more often now that the one angry Jew is no longer with us.
Well, more sex, less Jew. Hey, how am I supposed to argue with that?
Everybody wins. Oh my God, I'm watching these pictures of the video of Times Square. People going nuts. This is like a new holiday or some shit.
Yeah. The day what? The music died? What? What the fuck?
Like Kishum says Muhammad al-Hamadeh is a hottie. I don't even know who that is. Is he one of the 19 hijackers?
What's a hottie?
Oh, God. FRD. Hey, Kishu, could you explain that? Who is that person, Muhammad? Unmute yourself. You're unmuted, Kishu. I can't hear you.
Oh, I've been talking this whole time, too.
Yeah, you're stupid.
You're epically known for that. That's your finishing move. That's what you do.
Ridiculous. Yeah,
reverse troll. She reverse trolls. She's such a good troll. She trolls herself without knowing it by stealth.
Oh, man. It's just
skill.
She's
so next level. She's so next level. We don't even understand it. You know what's great about her epic trolling, FRD, is you'll listen back to this show about a year from now and you'll go like, oh my God, I get it now. Wow.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, it's gonna be like the first.
It's gonna blow your mind. It's gonna blow your mind. Trust me. So what were you saying while you were self trolling yourself? Right there?
I was saying that guy's a hottie. Like he has like this little smile. Like I don't know. It's in this picture of him here.
Oh, you're talking about Osama? Yeah. You know, I was watching.
No. It's on that FBI Most Wanted terrorist or whatever. That link.
Oh,
that
on the link.
Posted.
Oh, I didn't.
Let me see
if I can find it.
He's pretty hot, dude. Yeah.
All right, let me see if I can find it. Muhammad Al, let me see.
Yeah, I don't know why. He's just like, I think he's hot. Kind of attractive guy. But I'm kind of boys like that, too.
This is Kishu's new internet crush. His name is Muhammad al-Hamadeh. He's wanted for conspiracy to commit aircraft piracy, to commit hostage taking, to commit air piracy resulting in murder, to interfere with a flight crew, to place a destructive device aboard an aircraft, blah, blah, blah. The reward is for justice program, the U.S. State Department offering a reward of up to $5 million for information leading directly to the apprehension or conviction of Mohammed al-Hamadi.
You know what? I bet no one's ever offered for bail.
Indicted for his role in participation in the June 14, 1985 hijacking of a commercial airliner, which resulted in the assault on various passenger and crew members and the murder of one U.S. citizen. One U.S. citizen murdered, and this guy's wanted for $5 million. And this guy, and Kishu, I hate to blow your mind, Kishu, but this dude, that picture, is probably from 1985.
I know. I was thinking the same thing. I was like, that sucks.
He's like your great grandfather, essentially.
Right. I wasn't even born yet.
Yeah, that's one. That's a good one to bring home to Dad. Hey, Dad, I got a new boyfriend. He's an 89-year-old terrorist. He was really cute in 1984. But I know he's a little worn down right now. Don't mind the beard, but he's cool. He's cool. No judgment,
right? I promise you, I won't get pregnant.
Right. I don't know why. I think that like hardcore criminal guys are fucking. Maybe it's just like I don't know. I think a lot of girls do that. They're just hot. Like not like crazy like serial killers, but like. Yeah. Remember that show on USA? It's called White Collar.
Do you watch those Fast and the Furious movies? Do you like Vin Diesel?
Not really. But that show that I'm talking about, White Collar, I forgot his name, but I think it's Matt something. The main character. Oh, his character is fucking sexy.
Hey, let's take some calls here. Oh, okay, I think Goofy's back. What's up, Goofy?
Hey, Vince, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. What's on your mind, dude?
Oh, okay. Fucking, you know what pisses me off? Okay, we killed this fucking guy, Osama bin Laden. So the war's over, right?
Yep, it's over. We're done. We can bring the kids home. It's over.
No,
we got
them. It's not over. They're still going to be over there, regardless.
No, we're done. We're done. We can pull
them
out.
No, they're not. They would have it on CNN, the troops have been sent home and da-da-da-da-da.
Well,
yeah,
that's tomorrow.
Right.
They gotta post analyze this and stuff. In a couple of days, they'll announce that they're bringing the troops home. War's over. We got them. Al Qaeda's finished.
I fucking wish.
You know what? Though I was gonna say that when it first got announced, and I turned on the TV, I noticed that the loop that they did of Osama. It didn't really exactly, at least the channel I was watching ABC News, and their little loop that they had of him actually showed him in a very positive light, I thought. He looked very calm. He always, almost every video stock footage they used of him, he had a smile on his face. He never looked mad or upset or anything. He looked very calm. He was usually, in some of these videos, it looked like home movie footage where he was like, you know, chilling with his homies, and he was just like, just kicking it. You know, there was one video loop of his that they had where he was like hanging out, and his buddy was, you know, like wrapping his turban, and Osama was like helping him wrap his turban, and they were laughing and joking and kind of like just having a good time, being very good natured. He seemed like a pretty calm, you know, peaceful guy. I don't know. He didn't look very, very mean or sinister at all. I mean, he was, you know, these interview footage that they had of him, he had a smile on his face, very, very pleasant. I don't know what the big deal is. He seemed like a cool guy. But whatever. Hey, let's take a call. I got somebody here on a blocked number. You're on the air. What's up?
You fucking faggot, you talk shit about Osama bin Laden.
ladies and gentlemen, we have via satellite now from a cave in somewhere in Pakistan, undisclosed location. I believe this is one of the Al Qaeda moles who checks in with us from time to time. Thank you for calling in, sir. What do you have to report tonight?
It's just Dick Birds. I don't know.
Oh, dude, you got to go with it, bro. That was great. I love that voice. You should just be like,
Just start banging on walls of a cave and just...
You will pay for this, Americans. We are watching you, Americans. Osama was just the tip of the iceberg, Americans. We're coming for you, Americans.
None of that shit, dude. What the fuck?
You can't believe Kishu's talking about fucking sand niggers off the top 10 most wanted list.
He's hot, dude.
It doesn't matter.
Man.
If it's a...
I'm pretty glad I'm not the only one that was disturbed by that. I didn't want to be the first one to bring it up, but what the hell?
You know what's worse? Is I'm looking now on all the lists of all the wanted criminals and finding the hot ones.
You like hot bad boys. It's a known fact. So this is a... What about this dude, Daniel Andreas San Diego? He's a good-looking dude, don't you think?
Who?
He's wanted the... FBI is offering a award... $25,000 for information leading to the arrest of Daniel Andreas San Diego. Ooh, he bombed. Wait, he's wanted for allegedly bombing two office buildings in San Francisco.
Where in the world is he?
Okay. He's not hot. I saw him. Yeah.
I don't know, dude. Let's Google him, bro. Maybe we'll find him.
Right.
Where in the world? Like, do you think this guy's like made up? Like, where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? It's where in the world is Daniel Andreas Sandiego?
All right, you see what I did there.
Why would you look for somebody to bang off of like a fugitive list when the government can't find them? How are you gonna find them to get some dong?
I have my ways.
Yeah, Kishu Zykova, fucking smarter than the FBI.
I've met some FBI agents, to be honest. I wouldn't put it past it, you know, for her to be sharper than quite a few of them, to be frankly honest.
Very
seriously.
True.
I've met some FBI agents that are fucking dorfuses.
Kishu Zykova, she is the smartest peanut in the turd.
Very true.
So, Dick, I presume that now that this breaking news has hit and it's everybody on Twitter's got a boner for Osama, what have you been doing to cause a little disruption on the internet for the kids that are all excited and got a boner for what's going on?
I got my account suspended on fucking Twitter.
Oh, shit.
I'm a little sad about that, but yeah. I ended up making a rip page for Osama, but it's like, it's almost making it look like Al-Qaeda made it, because they're like, oh, we're here to support each other, blah, blah, blah. I'm just fucking raging people, and they're just going, you motherfucker! And they're just, I don't know, they're just getting pissed.
Oh, that's great. You gotta send me a link to that. I gotta see that. I won't. If you don't want it out there or whatever, it's cool. But I'd at least like to off air at least see it and check it out, because that's got to be fucking hilarious, I'm sure.
Yeah, it is pretty fucking hilarious. And somebody fucking ended up just thinking that I don't know if they're like fuck this page and so they're doing it, or if they're just like they think it's epic trolling, but they started posting gay porn. I was like, what the fuck? But basically, I'm not gonna do anything to it. I mean, it's gonna be like an open, like fucking Chan page, unless Facebook does something about it. I mean, I'm not gonna do anything. Whatever goes on there, goes on there. It's just gonna never 404 until Facebook decides that it's time to go. But yeah, so anything fucking goes on that shit. It's on my blog though. Like, you can go to xdickxburns.blogspot.com. And you can see it, and you can also see one man, one jar, one man, one screwdriver, two girls, one cup. I recently posted those today, so yeah, people got to know where to go for the shock sites.
That's what's up. And we have another caller here. Let's take a call from area code 786. Yeah. You're on with Vince. Area code 786, sim down. I hear you got a lot of background noise going on. You're on with FRD, Kishu, Dick Burns, and Vince in the Bay. What's going on?
Hello.
Hello. Who's this?
Hello.
Hi.
Hey,
who are you?
It sounds like Sarah Palin.
Sarah Palin?
Can you hear? I know there's a lot of noise here.
Yeah, there's an extreme amount.
I was trying to call in last night. You asked. Remember you said to call in?
I hear a beaver and a bow hunter in the background. Is everything
I know,
okay?
The thing is I'm at a club.
Oh, that's what's up. Cool. Yeah, you're all up in the club right now. That's cool. So
it's
you got your
soul
you got a,
that's what,
what
is,
are you wearing?
Right?
What are you wearing? Since you're up in the club, what are you wearing?
What am I wearing?
Yeah.
You want to ask the guy that I'm with what I'm wearing? What am I wearing?
Yeah. Put him on. Absolutely.
Wearing a sexy little black dress.
I want pics or
well,
picture.
Sure,
I don't believe
it. Pulling it down every
picture
isn't seconds.
True.
It's what? So?
So short. You gotta keep pulling it down every 2 seconds.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about what you're pulling.
Short.
Out.
I gotta keep.
Is that your Colombian?
So what's going on, guys?
Nothing much. We're just kicking it freestyle off the top of the dome here.
Usually, there's a lot of Russian girls over here. You know that?
In Miami?
Yep.
Fuck that
a
shit.
Lot of Russians. Very pretty. They're very, very pretty. I'm very impressed. They're very beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
They're very pretty. You really should come down one day here. Beautiful down here. It's nice down here. The weather, the people, everything is nice down here.
Yeah, there's also hurricanes, so you can go fuck yourself.
And
oh my god. Oh my god, look who's online. I didn't know you were there. Oh my god.
Who's all those guys in the background? Are they gonna run a train on you?
No. Hey, what are you crazy? What are you nuts? No. Why do you do that? You're
no, one at a time. It's going to be one at a time, not all at once.
No, let me tell you, I can't do that. I have issues with men. I can't do that. Are you crazy? They'll kill
no,
me.
But
don't,
I think you
don't
are.
Don't run the train on me, but don't murder me. They won't. Men down here are crazy.
Yeah. Well, you sound pretty crazy yourself, though. I think you could be game for it. I think you could handle it.
I don't know. I'm a native here, so I know people down here. All right,
so can you do me a favor? Can you do me a big favor?
Yep.
I'm really anxious to get a visual picture of what you look like tonight. Why don't you cut away to the women's room, go into the girls' room, and get a nice sexy photo of you in your outfit tonight. In the mirror there or something. Get yourself dolled up and pretty and a little seductive little pic and send it to us. A quick direct DM on Twitter or something so I can
Dude, she takes pictures from me all the time. No joke.
Yeah, hook Vince in the Bay up with some of that pissed off.
She takes pictures of herself in bikinis and shit, tanning and stuff like that, and, like, sends them to me all the time.
Nice. I like that.
Yeah, but I don't send pictures to everyone. I'm very picky.
Oh, I know.
Understood.
Absolutely.
I know. I can't believe that you go around telling people that I send you pictures. Shut the hell up. My God, you can't even watch that.
Well, it was leading into something. She
now, you got a big mouth, boy.
She ended up sending me a picture of her, like, it was, like, her stomach and then her, like, bottom. And I thought there was, like, a piece of fucking ham hanging off her fucking pants, but it was actually one of her vaginal things.
God, as riveting as this is, I've seen From Dusk Till Dawn. I've seen this before, so, like... Really?
No, I'm very careful. If I send pictures like that compromising, I wouldn't put my face on them.
So
even
how
though
many...
if you wanted to trace back to me, you could probably know that they're my pictures, but I'm very careful not to put my face.
Selma, yeah, Selma Hayek, I get it. I know who you are.
I'm not. I don't think I'm all that. Trust me. It's just that I'm careful because I already already had an incident. Mr. Burns over here knows about the incident.
How many drinks have you had tonight?
One. I don't drink. I really don't.
Really?
Not a heavy drinker. I'm not.
Okay.
I'm very lightweight, so I have one drink and I get buzzed. I can't drink a lot.
All right.
She took a picture of her ass for me one time, but she didn't even know that there was like a piece of toast her butt.
God.
You should go somewhere where it's a little quiet. It's really
yeah,
quiet.
You know what? I really appreciate the love. It's great having you checking in with us from up in the club. But I think I'm gonna put you on mute. If you want to keep listening, that's great. But it's really loud and it's hard to really sap to see your voice with all that shit going on.
Well, I was hearing you guys about what happened with this guy, with Osama bin Laden, and to be honest with you, I was there when it happened. I was, I work for an airline, so when that shit was hitting me.
Oh, you were there. Oh, you helped him. You helped.
I was
captain.
There.
That's
I was
great.
At work when the
oh my God,
all
right.
Hit.
Don't go anywhere then. Hold on. Tell us the story.
Shut up, Effort. Shut the fuck up. All right, well, hey, thanks for coming through. I appreciate you calling in, honey. You got to call in again sometime when you're not up in the club so we can actually hear for you.
I know. Okay, nice meeting you.
Oh, it was lovely meeting you, and I will definitely talk to you soon and call in again sometime.
Okay, talk to you soon.
Later.
Bye, take care.
All right.
That's what happens when you give someone with Down syndrome alcohol that's almost 40. Now, this person is someone who actually came to me about a year and a half ago, and they were trying to get me to fucking basically get somebody to stop trolling them. She tried to pay me to get somebody to troll somebody who was fucking with her. And ever since then, she's stalked the fucking hell out of me. And I don't know what
she's
it is.
Hard,
I trolled the shit. I trolled the shit out of her. I've gotten her to change her phone number
girly,
like
right?
four times. What's
this
that?
Is that girly. This is that girly, right?
That girl that was just on the phone.
Victoria.
Yeah, she's cute.
Yeah,
she's not bad.
She's what?
She's not bad. She's
we're
going to
party
looking.
It up.
Let's do a Manana 12 or some shit. Let's get this going. Get a train.
It was
she went,
so loud
she was
there, though. I couldn't, like, hear anything.
Yeah. I'm not talking about right now. I'm talking about in the future. But she sounds like a party girl. I think she'd be fun to hang with.
She's like at the Sunday night Best Oldies Club right now, probably. They're playing all the best shit from, like, 40 years ago, probably.
Yeah, like Boston.
Yeah, probably.
Santana.
She's always.
I
kind of
miss partying. I used to go out a lot and get like shitty drunk at the bars and stuff. And then I started calling the show all the time, and I started hanging out with Dick Burns. And now I have.
You used to wake up in houses and no one was there. All their stuff was moved out. You were just on a fucking mattress on the floor.
That's not what happened.
No box spring.
I was very proud to wake up there.
No fucking sheets on the bed, no mattress pad, just fucking just fucking stained mattress, no box spring.
Like, that actually sounds like my place.
Right?
Oh my God, did any of you guys watch the NBA playoffs today, the Celtics and the Heat?
No.
Anybody? FRD, did you watch the Celtics at all?
I usually check it out with
the Oh, man. Watch the game. Watch the highlights tonight. It's probably on ESPN. It is on ESPN. I'm watching it on ESPN right now. They're not showing
Ray
it right
Allen
now.
Go off, did he?
But if you watch the highlights of the game, no, the Celtics lost. But apparently there was some promotional thing going on where they handed out free white T-shirts to all the fans. And if you watch the game, it's kind of creepy. There's all these white people in the stands with white T-shirts on, and all those players are black, and it kind of looked like a huge, like, Klan rally on fucking national TV, I swear to God. All they had to do is, and some of them are, like, waving, like, towels, white towels, Like, those could easily have been, like, fucking hoods. It was,
well,
it
where
was
have
usually
you been?
Just hoodies away
I mean,
from...
As if you didn't know that that's what it's like up here.
No, that's
I mean,
the
I don't,
Miami,
I don't agree
that's
with
the Miami
it,
Heat,
I mean, that's how
that's
a lot
the,
of people
that's the
feel
Miami
up here.
Heat fans. That's the Miami Heat fans. They're
oh.
playing it in Miami. Yeah, all the Miami
See,
Heat fans.
That just shows how much I don't actually follow the NBA that much, man. I
yeah,
thought we were I thought we were dogging Boston
right.
for a second.
You guys,
like, all right, yeah.
forget it. Never, forget it. Forget it. Forget it. I'm gonna take a break and come back. Fuck you, people.
I fly like paper, get high like planes. If you catch me at the border, I got warrants in the name. If you come around, hey, we working all day. Your life gon' pass you in a second if you wait. I fly like paper, get high like planes. If you catch me at the border, I got warrants in the name. If you come around, hey, we working all day. Your life gon' pass you in a second if you wait. Just like different days when I'm sitting on trains. Ever since we get to 2 o'clock in that game. Dog food for dinner, the world is in flames. Bonafide hustlers making that change. Just like Jesse James when I'm sitting on trains. Ever since we get to 2 o'clock in that game. Dog food for dinner, the world is in flames. Bonafide hustlers making that change. Yeah, all they wanna do is enter and take money. All they wanna do is
Bombay, back to the BK and down to LA. It's Mega Show with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to Mega Show. Vince in the Bay back here with you for another 22 minutes to take your call. I appreciate the love, all the folks hanging out in the chat room, Dr. Solo, Fat Red Dragon, Insomniac Radio, Jennifer Morass, and Kishu. And Kishu, I have a question for you. Why are you spamming my chat room with random TV show links?
I was talking about the hotties, the sexy boys, the bad boys on those TV shows.
Oh God! But, I'm gonna puke. Can you please stop that?
But no,
you
but the last one
stop polluting my
is the
chat
best,
room with your gay kid, gay boyfriend fantasy pornography
the last
bullshit.
Was Doctor Who. It was the 10th Doctor, David Tennant. Oh my God, hottest man alive. Like, seriously, a man with a sonic screwdriver, like, it's an instant
that guy is a fucking TARDIS.
Are you kidding me?
That guy is a flame. Okay, look, I am, first of all, I live
fuck
in the Bay.
You would take it in the butt
Shut
if
the
you
fuck.
Could ride
well,
in the TARDIS.
No, fuck you. Fuck you. I have the best goddamn gaydar on Blog Talk Radio. And I'm telling you right now, this guy, David Tennant, with the specs, the glasses, he is a flaming homosexual. I'm sorry. Gaydar is blasting on this guy. He would like you as a fag hag. That would be it. Okay?
Oh my God.
End of story.
Have you ever been seen Doctor Who?
Unfortunately, parts of it, yes, but I don't really watch it.
You know,
Robot Chicken, what is this bullshit? What are you people doing to me? I don't want to see, don't send me videos and expect me to watch them during the show. I'm doing a fucking radio show, all right? I understand, Jennifer, no disrespect. I understand the video you're sending me is funny as shit, and you've got to paste it in the chat room and send it to me in a direct message, personal message. It's so unbelievably funny. I'm sure it's great. I will go back and check the chat room log after the show's over, and I'll check then. But now, forget it. Don't even expect me to give you any feedback on that, because I don't do that. And David Tennant, flaming homosexual.
I'm so bummed that he's not the doctor anymore. Like, the new doctor is just not that attractive, but he's still pretty hot. But yeah, old doctors, pure sex.
All right, we lost FRD. FRD's gone. He just bailed. He just disappeared. Fell off the.
He's
I hope
out.
He didn't. I hope Osama's people didn't get him. I hope there's not retribution happening slowly over as people sleep tonight.
Yes, you will pay for what you've done to us, Americans. You'll pay for this.
I wonder what they're going to do now. Al-Qaeda.
This means war, Mr. Obama.
I'm going to take over and be their new leader.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, like, they're going to probably have people, like, all over the world just, like, doing retribution attacks for this fucking shit.
Yeah,
I'm going to be so busy
sure.
with rip pages.
You are. You're going to be in over your head. You're going to have to contract out some of the rip pages.
I'm going to have to get a crew under me to fucking
you're going
to
have to subcontract all the subcontract all the rip page work. It's huge. It's a huge network of rip page butt stalking army that you need to put together here.
I really don't moderate them, so I mean, I just gotta make them really. But like, I like to do it a certain way, put some info up. It's not just one picture. One my rips are next level, baby. Oh man, yeah, this shit's weird, man. And I mean, they're always like, yeah, it's politically driven. They're doing it so Obama can get some points towards next election. But no matter what they would have, no matter when he would have died, and he would have died, whether it was natural causes or whatever, I mean, they would have said it was, you know, oh, he's already been dead for years. They're only saying this now because of this or that or blah, blah, blah. His ass got capped, the end, deal with it, what the fuck ever. Blah, blah, blah.
Wait, Keish, is this the guy the main character on the site, the main guy in the picture? Is that the same
That's
dude?
That's the new doctor.
Oh, yeah. He looks like he's gay too.
Yeah, he's not that attractive. But the old doctor, oh my God, fucking hottest fucking doctor and hottest man on earth. Like, that character, seriously, like, the character in that show that he plays is, like, my fucking dream man. No joke. I would do anything. You don't even understand. Like, if I had a fucking man with a TARDIS and a sonic screwdriver, that's all I have to say. Like, seriously, like, that's fucking, that's beyond amazing.
I kind of feel like trolling another show right now.
Alive on air?
Another link.
Yeah. I haven't done that in a long time.
You've done it, though?
This picture.
Oh, yeah. Just trying to figure out
this
who.
This picture is Matt from that White Collar show. That's my
second. You can call up with an accent.
I usually use my same voice. I just say my name's Tyrone or something.
That's next level, baby. You gotta milk this tragedy, this poor tragedy right now.
Okay, we're gonna do that. You said the magic word, Rob. Got it. On top of it right now. Let me get this dialed in here. Got
tell
the perfect, okay, we only have about 15 minutes to do this. Let me get this. Okay, first I gotta do this. If you guys get in on
Osama,
call,
Osama was a hottie. I'm sad he's dead, to be honest.
Are you?
Yeah. I mean, he wasn't hot like when he was older, but when he was young, like my age, he was sexy.
What the
fuck
is with you and niggers?
Oh, this is gonna be good. This is gonna be good.
Sometimes.
Fucking make you fucking wear a towel for the rest of your life if you hooked up with one. Like, if you show skin, I'm going to beat the fuck out of you.
When all those Turkish Muslims came to Arizona, I don't know if you knew about that, Burns, or not, but, like, this whole community
of refugees.
Why would
I ever know about that? I'd never give a fuck.
No, there was a ton of them.
I'd be like, oh,
there's like,
all these Turkish Muslims up in here. I better go read them. Hang out. No.
I took full advantage of that shit because those boys are hot. Oh, my God. They, like, didn't know how to speak English, and I was like, let's make out. And they knew all about that. I took advantage. Like, I used to, like, troll outside the freaking, like, foreign exchange student building at the University of Arizona just to pick up guys. I'm all about foreign boys.
Yeah, you probably waited by the University of Arizona bars, and once those guys were drunk, then they said, I guess I could.
Oh. All right, I got a show that I'm going to merge with us in a second here.
Who? Oh. Do we tell them? Or do we know who it is or no?
Yeah, I know who it is.
Who's doing it? You?
I'm going to Okay, this is they've got breaking news right now on the show. They broke that Bin Laden was killed.
Oh, God.
So they're discussing Bin Laden. They're discussing Bin Laden. So I'm going to go first. I'll get kicked off, and then we'll try back with and Dick Burns will try back after me or whatever.
Okay.
We'll see how it works with me first. All right, I'm raising my hand right now.
Oh, yeah, I got something good for that show. I don't even know who the fuck it is, but I know what pisses people off.
Hey, you?
Yeah.
Hey there.
How are you doing?
All right.
Oh, I happened to come in on the tail end of the conversation about the guy robbing the bank. That's too funny. if you don't mind, I'd like to comment what's blasting all over my damn TV right now.
You sure can.
Did you say do you webcam?
I mean, I'm 21 years old, and I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed, but...
Hey, can you guys hear me and them?
Just sitting here listening to these folks, it's like they've been... They said it happened last night, but...
Kishu, can you hear me?
It sounds like they've been sitting on it for a while.
I can hear you.
Yeah, you're good.
Okay. All right, cool. I mean, let me make sure you can hear me and them.
And
all right, we're...
You know, they didn't inform Pakistan, and if Pakistan's been informing all these
all right.
Al-Qaeda folks,
this is,
then of upcoming raids and all that, then obviously they had something to do with
blah,
it.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah,
blah,
you
idiot.
Would remember some of them.
Yeah, you would think so, that Pakistan would
yeah,
have
you
some,
think so.
So would have had some knowledge of this if they're not pissed off at this point.
Yeah, I mean, if you look
what's
back
name,
to when
Sean?
We called
Sean? Is that conservative PNT? I can't remember.
They immediately showed pictures of his body. I've been sitting here looking at this for the past 2-3, going on 4 hours. And I have not seen one picture of Bin Laden.
Life, bro.
I have seen nothing but pictures of downtown New York and the front lawn of the White House.
Of men bodies.
And
yeah,
random pictures of the baseball game where they stopped the game. They stopped the
turn
Phillies,
off your TV.
I believe it was
shit.
The Phillies Mets game. I don't know. I wasn't able to watch baseball tonight. And they posted it on a loudspeaker. And it. Go ahead.
No, I think some people have taken this to the extreme. I mean, let's say that Osama bin Laden is dead. I don't think that, you know, this is like the end of World War II. We could just, you know, go out in the streets and, you know, party it up. Would it have some kind of meaning psychologically? Yeah, probably, but... It's not.
You
gotta okay,
go
hey,
into
let's
the
go outside the White House
and
let's get a few.
What
a
Philly Negro!
Be all happy and joyful when tomorrow we still got the same
second.
Problems.
Now, this guy knows me.
Yeah.
I don't want to. And
I
the
mean,
people in his chat do
granted,
not like me. So I got out of
the next
there.
Person that supports the military and loves this country. I want my fellow brothers and sisters back home.
Yeah, brothers.
As much as the next
for the brothers and sisters.
But
amen. Can I get an
just
amen?
By the way, it's sitting is, you know, it's not. It's like they've been sitting on this for a while, and some remarkable notes of history. Granted, today, yes, or
yeah, well, I'm trying
sorry,
to figure out what my angle's going to be.
I'm
thinking I should be one of the people that celebrate.
Here,
like, you got it, baby. Like
granted,
I'm out there in the street. I'm like, dude. I just got back in Times
same
Square.
Same day they killed Hitler.
And it's fucking party's just getting
he
started.
Mentioned one more historical fact, and I can't think of it for the life of me.
Got him.
But you know,
I just threw a chair.
If it is true.
Through a Starbucks window.
And I think they've been sitting on
so
it to try to figure out
fucking stoked,
how
bro.
It's gonna best affect the government. It's not going to affect the people. How it'll best affect the government. And the reason say this is, you know, Obama
both my girlfriend and
this if this is true,
I told her to yell
Obama,
Osama,
just granted,
I was fucked,
you know, he just solidified his second term.
He will definitely use this now if this will overshadow
come on, bro.
All else that's going on
get
in the country,
balls.
I'm not sure. I don't know how the death of one man's going to overshadow terrible economic times if they would get much worse than they are right now.
Yeah.
That would be a tougher sell. I mean, if it would get better, a little bit better anyway, and, you know, gas prices would fall and people are moderately happy, I think he could use this to just get right into a second term, just like you said.
Yeah. I mean, it's more political bullshit. I mean, well, forgive me. Being from Texas,
I'm
more of what's on my mind and not be as politically correct as most of these folks want me to be.
That's fine. I throw F-bombs and all kind of crap on the show. So.
Ridiculous.
I sit here and I look at this and I'm like, you know, it's more political bullshit than it is trying to figure out what's going on. Because they've admitted their mistake was that they've been watching this compound since August of last year. Now, this same compound that they're talking about was first talked about back in 2003, 2004, 2005.
This guy needs a compound fractured with fucking
Pakistan.
Windpipe, so he shut the
they
fuck up.
They should have known something was up. Well, I'm pretty sure they did know it, but what America should have realized was
I hope somebody fucking bombs a fucking fat jizz load in that guy's
Army
throat like it was the Twin Towers of dicks.
Over the, the Afghan Pakistan.
So speaking of dicks, Dick, I heard that
raids.
I heard that you were the one that tipped off the location of Osama. I heard that
they should have known.
Contracted by the
first place.
And the president needs to be forceful with this. If you know, if this has been going, let's say he was killed, you know, a week ago or 2 weeks, you know, it doesn't.
Did you hang up?
No, but
you muted their asses.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I could mute. Let's merge the calls again.
Oh, yeah. But then again,
Pakistan has a lot of explaining to do. They already
have a lot of explaining to do, but this only adds to it.
Well, see.
All right, I'll just mute it again.
I think it's funny. Like, everyone gets the conspiracy theories going and this and that. It's like, I don't got time to think about that shit. I got fucking other things to do. I'm not going to be like, oh, I think this, and it's never going to amount to anything. So fuck it. I'm not going to fucking worry about that. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, you people, get over it. Get over your conspiracy theories. Go watch a movie. It's more entertaining, seriously.
Fuck yeah. So what's next? What's next? I want to fucking see pictures of the body.
Oh, man.
You know, it's possible.
Well, see,
it's possible,
I'm pretty sure most Americans can agree with me. I don't want to sit here
except
and see a bunch of
asshole. All right, fuck those guys. I'm not going to pack hole.
Yeah.
All right, so Dick, I want to know the update. What's going on with that chick in the UK that you made the video of? Has she gotten back to you yet?
Well, yeah, basically, she's gotten it banned on YouTube from like 3 accounts. So I put it on a different site. I put it on Daily Motion now. And so I'm just going to keep putting it up places. It's just going to keep popping up. I mean, you know, it really doesn't, I mean, people think, you know, like, oh man, he wasted a lot of time on that shit. Like, it took me a little bit to make the video, yes, but like to put it back up on another site, nothing. No sweat off my sack. Like, I will put it up all day, every day. I've got a load, I got a roll call of videos that I do that for, and I check every day, and sometimes twice a day. And if they fucking take my shit down, I put it right back up.
True that.
But I did post on Twitter now. Well, Twitter's suspended for a week. It's coming back, and it's going to come back hard. And I know what I did wrong, and I'm not going to do it again. I'm not going to talk about it, but I am going to fucking not do that again. But I posted the pics from the video, and I posted some follow-up, actually, on my blog about how I fucking got a fake account on her Facebook, and she was talking shit, basically. She's like, some American guy, and they said to her, what's up with the video? And she said she ended up getting it taken down already, but she didn't. So I started posting it all over her Facebook, posting other shit on her Facebook. It was just funny. I just made her look dumb, and I posted a screenshot, though.
Damn.
I like going in that girl. I followed her in the UK. I mean, good times.
Hell yeah.
I thought that video was pretty funny.
Yeah, it was
hilarious. It was really, it doxed the shit out of her.
I bet she never saw it coming. She probably thought it was just another little Twitter battle that she won, and she could just chalk up. Oh yeah, I told that motherfucker, you know. And
like when
she had no idea
like
what she was in for. What?
You know,
I was teaching her a lesson. I don't know why. I really didn't have a reason. There was no real hatred or anything. I never got mad at her. I mean, I just. wanted to fuck with this girl. I don't know. She said something, and I guess that justifies it. I mean, you know, I might have seen her. She just caught my attention, basically. And, you know, I was able to do it, so I did it. And, you know, that's just how it goes down sometimes. Talk shit, get hit. Yeah, homie, you got hit, bitch.
So funny. It's
that Victoria girl, she's been hitting me up nonstop.
Because people
Victoria's been hitting me up nonstop ever since she heard. She's listening to the show, so I don't know what kind of bar she's at. I don't know if they
she's
got a
plane. She's been listening to the show
the
last 3 days.
Yeah, I know, but, like, she called in and she was at that noisy-ass bar, right? And then fucking she immediately, like, after I started talking shit on her, she's messaging me. She's like, oh, yeah, you said this and that? She's like, yeah, that's not funny. Like, and so she was butthurt. So I don't know if she's, like, has the bar, like, playing Blog Talk and Vince's show, like, over the speakers. And she's like, yeah, listen.
That'd be tight. I'd
That'd
love
awesome,
that.
Yeah.
Dude, you need dude, have all your stalker chicks come to my show. I the more the merrier, as far as I'm concerned.
If they know, they might be able to find some dicks.
She's
here.
A lot of fun.
Yeah, man.
I like Victoria. I think she's a lot of fun.
Is she?
Yeah.
Is she a lot of fun?
Hell yeah.
That's cool.
She could, you know, can get a little wild, her now.
I think she has a lazy eye.
Oh, I know another girl with a lazy eye. Man, lazy eyes are fucked up.
Yeah, you're.
They make me lol.
That bitch doesn't have a lazy eye, dude.
I've seen the pictures, dude. I lolled hard. Oh.
She does not have a lazy eye, dude. I've gotten. I've been with chicks with lazy eyes, dude. I fucking. There was a chick I was banging.
Her lips are fucked,
she was fucking. She was literally, like, had the laziest eye. Like, this shit was on fucking welfare lazy eye. Like, it was fucked up, dude. Shit was almost, like, rolling in, like, away from the fucking, like, the pupil and color of the eye was, like, almost, like, not visible. It was almost all white eye. Like, it was fucking lazy as fuck. And I was fucking that chick. And she was, like, wanting to, like, look me straight in the face.
Oh,
no smile or nothing,
God.
Just a straight face just watching me while I banged her. Like, it was creepy, dude. It was way creepy. Oh.
Wow, that's impressive.
You are so vile, Burns. So vile. Oh.
Well, on that note, I want to thank Dick Burns for coming through and hanging out on the program tonight. It was good times. And thanks to the Mexican for calling in, Ken Moore. And I don't know, whoever else called in. Oh, that drunk. What's that drunk chick's name again, Kishu?
Victoria.
Oh, Victoria. Yeah, drunk Victoria, Miami, partying it down. Shouts to her. Shouts to you, Kishu, of course, for joining me as always. And I'm gonna get out of here. Thanks, everybody. Check me out. Tomorrow night, I don't know if I'm going to do a show. I'm going to be really busy tomorrow night. I might come on late. I don't know. I can't. No promises. But thanks, everybody. In the meantime, check me out on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceTheBay. And I will catch you on the flip side. Peace out, yo.